This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If it's love, go over to Robert Irwin Jewelers to buy those engagement rings. They got a large collection of natural and lab-grown diamonds in all shapes and sizes. If you can dream it, RIJ can make it. And got the ability to create that engagement ring from a picture or a drawing, maybe even a dream. If you have dreams about engagement rings, I know those have happened. You get that peace of mind at Robert Irwin with Howie. The meant-to-be guarantee, which is a 365-day, no-questions-asked return policy. No matter what, you bring it back, you get your money back. Only at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Better be a dream that she had of the ring rather than your vision, because it's the yes from her that you're looking for. If it's a picture of a ring, she likes to take that in to Howie. If he doesn't hit it right on the nose with what he's got, it's going to be awfully close. And I bet you're going to pay a better price than whoever got the ring did in the picture. Get what I mean? It's going to be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. This man is a pro. He is the best. He is an all-star when it comes to engagement rings. He knows what's going to get you the yes, and he's going to have you happy because he's not breaking your bank, busting up your budget to get it done. She's going to say yes. Ask her now and pay later. He's got all the options, 24-month deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Robert Irwin Jewelers got 5 locations, 3 here locally, Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center, South Lake Center, and South Haven, of course, got 2 locations in Little Rock. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at RIJ, online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, this is the show we do every day from 11 to 2. Thank you so much for sticking with us and rocking with us over the years. It's been a blessing and a privilege, and it continues to be a privilege to be able to, every single day at noon, do the rundown. Let's go. All right, NBA playoffs. Want to congratulate Brad. Had a great day yesterday. He went 0-4.
Eating.
We knew he would. We knew there'd be a day. There'd be a time. And he did it. He came through for us yesterday. And I would say most of them not really even close, right? Most of them were no sweat winners.
My goodness. I've lost with picking the Clippers, it appears.
Yes.
Yeesh.
The best player in the series is making his presence felt.
That's amazing that they're doing this post-Michael Malone, huh?
Yeah,
that was clearly a team that was tired of their coach and looks better without him.
Has Jokic had a triple-double in every game of the series?
He has to be averaging one. I don't know if it's been every game, but he's averaging it.
That's pretty amazing to do that in the playoffs.
You think?
Yeah.
He's the best.
So let's just kind of go through some of the meaningful playoff results.
Please do.
Yesterday, before we get into today's action. And again, we're going to be doing Fade Brad in just a little bit. He's in the lab. He's feeling good. So yesterday we had Pacers in dramatic fashion over the Milwaukee Bucks to close out the series. They were down 30-13 at the end of one. They were down 33-13 in the second. And they go on a furious rally despite 33 from Gary Trent Jr. for the Bucks. He could not miss. Despite a triple-double from Giannis, 30-20-13. My goodness, what a game for him.
Yep.
The Pacers are able to do it with a Tyrese Halliburton game winner, 119-118 in overtime. And I guess controversially, there's sort of two parts of this. There's the end of the game, and then there's sort of the Milwaukee Bucks offseason. But let's start with the end of the game. Tyrese Halliburton's dad takes the floor, and John Halliburton gets in Giannis's face and starts giving him the business with the towel. And Giannis, for his part, I mean, I think he kind of let him know in that moment, like, yo, what you're doing is outrageous right now.
Well, at first he was looking at him.
Right. He was
just watching him.
He said he didn't know if it was a fan or not. And then he realized it was Tyrese's dad.
Who apparently sits courtside quite a bit.
Right,
and most
right.
of the players know who he is.
Right. So that was...
But it still seemed like Giannis at first was kind of shocked he was out there. Just like, because there's video of the two of them standing apart. And Giannis is just kind of watching him. The game's over. He's you know, waving the flag with his son's face on it. And then at some point they come together. And then they got head to head. Which just ridiculous, the idea of, you know, Giannis, who's coming off the game, he did head-to-head with some, you know, an NBA player's dad, small as that guy was.
Yeah.
So John Halliburton, I mean, the behavior was, you can't do this. We get it. But he apologized afterwards. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
You know, Giannis had a great sort of breakdown of it, how you behave when you win. Right, how his dad had raised him, and it was a great story.
Yeah,
and, you know, Giannis is great in terms of the insight and everything else, and I appreciated that. But I also appreciated the apology pretty soon after from John Halliburton, because like we're saying, I'm not going. You said it on Jeff's show, and I was assuming the same thing. Alcohol likely involved. Also, your son has been rated the most overrated player in the league by his peers.
Mm.
We get how that family is feeling. I think even Tyrese after the performance. Is like overrate that, right? They're feeling a certain way. You know, Shaq was saying, or others, that Giannis was talking to John too. But my point is, I get the frustration, John Haller. I get the pride that's involved with being your son's name, the most overrated player they just beat. But you don't go out and do that. I'm imagining alcohol is involved. Wendy stepped up and says he's not usually like this. And because there was what felt like a genuine apology later on social media, I think I'm not going to sit up here and just kill John Halliburton. It was a bad move. It was bad. It was here's why it's bad. You overshadowed the great game that your son had.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about what you did today.
Yeah.
You know, the win for the Pacers, them closing out the series many ways. Your actions overshadowed that. But we were just talking about grace with Rick Barnes. And that's if I sit up here and tell you, "Oh man, John Halliburton a bad dude. This is awful." And you'll hear that take today. He's supposed to be some out of control parent because he made a bad decision here, likely, you know, dictated or certainly influenced by alcohol. I'm just not going to hold it against him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and, no,
I think
that.
Giannis is going to move past it, and
yeah.
You know, you hope for you hope he's better.
Yeah,
in the future.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's silly. It's ridiculous behavior, but that's all it is.
I mean, we've seen you know, players going back and forth with tea.
Yes.
Yes. We it's not like this is new to us.
Now,
never. T's not in people's faces on the court.
And like you said, John Halliburton did apologize.
Yeah, that was to me. That's as much a part of the story as should be the actual action itself, because he understood very soon after when his son is sitting up there at the podium being asked about it and having to say, "Yeah, man, my dad." No, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
You're putting your son in a spot he doesn't deserve to be in after that game, answering that question. So he absolutely needed to do something, and he took responsibility for it. And that's what we're supposed to do in society when someone does that. You know, and unless it's the 100th time and they've kept telling you I'm sorry, or whatever your line is on chances,
yeah,
I think you have to extend the grace. So I hated it for his son. I hated it for Tyrese Halliburton.
I don't know if, I mean, I saw the stat floating around, but NBA playoff teams were previously 1,176-0 in the last 20 years when up by 7+ points with 40 seconds or less remaining
mm-hmm.
until last night.
Dude, they called a play to switch Halliburton onto Giannis, who's been a defensive player of the year. They're late, and they got the layup out of it. This is, again, after this man has been named the most overrated player in the league, but that was it wasn't the athletic survey. I think that's a player survey. And for them to go at, you know, the Pacers deserve all the credit in the world. Tyrese had a great game, and unfortunately we're having to talk about, you know, what his dad did. But that was an impressive, really impressive closeout victory for the Pacers.
Yeah.
And an impressive performance by Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, it's –
Who is not the – shouldn't – is he the most overrated player in the league? Nah. Nah, there are some, but I think some of his cornballness gets
– I mean, I do kind
of – thrown into
his face. I think
he's
in the common
– I mean, it's recency bias. He didn't play on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
You know, neither did Jason Tatum, right? I mean, at some point, I mean, just because he didn't play on that team, folks have used that and – some other off the court stuff to sort of pin that on him. I think there's probably more overrated guys.
Yeah,
not saying he's not overrated. I'm just saying.
Right.
Most overrated when you perform like last night.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
bro, that was a legit.
No, he's been
closeout performance.
He's been very good. He's been very good, and they handled that in five games. You know, so it's but again, I do think that series is probably more about the Bucks than it is the Pacers. And that's why the Pacers are like plus 370 in their next series against the Cavs, because the Milwaukee Bucks, folks, I mean, they're in the situation that you hope to never be in, but they have no choice but to blow that up.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, I saw Shams said that Giannis is going to be with the front office today about his future, but you know, if I'm here, even if Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee, like even if he comes into the office in the front office and says I'm cool with staying, just you know, give me, it's time to trade him because he's 30. He's gonna be 31 years old. You've lost in the first round three straight years. He's making $60 million a year, and what's it mean? What's it equating to? If I don't trade Giannis now,
yeah,
I'm gonna be left with nothing to show for it.
The way you do this is you got a championship out of this superstar. Most small market franchises can't keep one. You got the championship. Now go get yourself a future.
Exactly.
Trade him. You know, while this value is high, while he's coming off this monster performance, while he was the only thing that was doing anything for you essentially in this series in terms of matching up with Indiana and beating them, you trade him. Then you get the championship and you get the future. Don't ride it out so long this guy walks on you, you know, and you get nothing.
Exactly.
So this is a no-brainer to me.
I think
it is,
too.
Of course it's time to move him, and you're going to have a bunch of suitors. My guess, like we talked about, you nailed it. I think Miami's the main one there because, of course, he's going to trust Pat to put a contender around him.
Let's see what they do in Miami. Let's see what the Rockets decide to do, obviously, with how this series shakes out.
Yeah, maybe they'd make a move. Yeah.
You know, let's see if the Grizzlies decide to throw their name in the hat for it. I mean, they have contracts to match. They can match the money.
He'd nix us.
I think he probably
he doesn't have
would.
A no trade right, but he'd find his way out.
Yeah, these guys have power. They you know, it's not like the NFL.
More overrated than Halliburton, Trae Young, Zach LaVine, to me. Trae would be number one on my list every year.
Yeah.
Period.
Because you know the truth of the matter is right. Like the Grizzlies could have traded Mark to Charlotte. You know, they could have done that, but he would have hated it, and he would have hated the Grizzlies, and he would have been, you know, he would have played, but you know, Mark's different. You know.
Didn't that actually net us Valanciunas too, or am I making that up?
No, it did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that actually worked out really well for you too.
It did. I'm just saying they could have traded him to a place like that.
Yeah, sent him somewhere awful.
And they traded him to, you know, Toronto and
got a championship.
Got a championship.
But you also got something. You got something good too. It wasn't just a deal where you were helping Mark and you got nothing.
Sure.
That actually ended up being a good return.
You know, but those places would absolutely, you know, Houston or Miami would actually have something to give back to the, you know, Rockets in that situation.
100%, but you're going to need Giannis, and that's why I would give Miami the edge. Giannis to believe it from the other side, right? I mean, he's going to have to be a part of that because he can just pull the Jimmy. He can just use that leverage, go public with it, I'm not playing for.
Yeah.
And really hurt some of your negotiations. So, yeah, Miami makes too much sense.
No,
what does Miami have, though, besides future picks, which you would need if you're Milwaukee saying we're going to get a future for Giannis? What do they have besides that? You like Tyler Hero as a piece?
Yeah. No.
It's you're going to need to get that deal. It better be Tyler Hero, some picks, and something else up in there.
Right.
If we're talking about future, I mean, Tyler's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, you know, we'll see. We'll see what it ends up. But I think that's where you have to be. And I know Bucks fans are going to be like, they're going to have a hard time with that. But like you said, you got a title out of it. And I have to have some sort of a future, bro. I can't get nothing out of this.
If they're real smart, they'll get the title in the future. That's the way to frame it.
I think, honestly, there's no such thing as trading away a guy too early. But there absolutely is such a thing as trading a guy too late. And really, like, handicapping what you could get back and do. Like, they have to blow it up. They have to start over. I mean, that's just, you know, otherwise you're just going to sit there in that same position every year, going to be a 5, 6, 7. Giannis is going to be miserable.
They got, don't they, Dame has more money on his contract, yeah, too, though? I mean, they're going to be stuck, too, for a minute. Like, this is even more reason to do this.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know, you know, nobody's taking Dame off your hands when he's not, you know, he's going to be gone for a significant portion of next season. And so they're kind of forced right now because they've made some decisions.
He has next year, and then Dame's got a player option.
Yeah, I told you it's two years on his deal. Of course he's taking a player option. What is it? 50 or
50, it's 60.
It's there. You go. So they're stuck kind of with him. That's why you have to move off Giannis, and the time is right now.
That's brutal.
You don't wait, and that doesn't suddenly come together next season after Dame has sat out a lot of it, and it's coming together with him and Giannis then. It's the time right now. So this is a no-brainer for both sides.
That is insane.
So it's kind of forced their hand. They'd be stupid not to do this now.
Yeah, I think they can you try to buy that out if you're the Bucks?
I have no idea.
I mean, can you say, "Listen, we'll give you like $80 million right now."
I mean, it's guaranteed. Imagine it's a ton of it's all guaranteed. I mean, he doesn't have to say, "No, I'm not working out a deal with y'all. Y'all owe me that."
No, you're right. That's crazy.
NBA guaranteed.
That is sickening. That is a sickening situation because he ain't playing, like you said, he ain't playing at all next year.
Come on, man.
And then what kind of player is he going to be at 36 coming off an Achilles? And you still got to pay him $60 million.
And you can't trade him and get anything back? Not anything serious? Not right now? Who's taking that with all that money on there? Doesn't do them any bit of good. Giannis is all you have.
That is insane. That is absolutely insane. Sickening. So that was one game in the playoffs. Pacers put away the Milwaukee Bucks, and they now get the Cleveland Cavaliers. Moving right along. Pistons Knicks 3-2. You know, you kind of mentioned it that you know, Tibbs definitely shoulders the blame for this one because of his late stage game management, not getting Brunson and who else? I can't remember.
Josh Hart.
Oh yeah, because Hart and Brunson both got hurt.
Couldn't get them back in the game until 20 seconds left. They watched a 2-point deficit turn into 6. They sat there for what was a minute and a half of game time, maybe more. And here's the thing. Yeah, he had one timeout left. A lot of people are focusing on that. Well, you can understand if Tibbs is saving that timeout for a situation where he's got to advance the ball late. However, and what he should have been called out on right there in the press conference, he was asked about the timeout. He said coaching decision.
Mm-hmm.
He had a foul to give. There are literally fans in the crowd yelling foul. The foul stops the clock, and it doesn't put Detroit on the free throw line. What are you doing? You have to get Brunson back in the game. You want Hart back in, but you got to get Brunson back in the game. They were down 2 when they came out, John.
Yep.
It goes up to 6, and you never get them back in. That loss is completely on Tibbs.
Yep.
And sure, I think they go on to win this series, even though all credit to Detroit for extending. But if they go out and get embarrassed by, as you point, it's Boston next. Bro, that's fireable to me. I mean, he just that's not the kind of decision making late. That's unforgivable for a veteran coach. You know, somebody that's been through the wars like Tibbs.
Yep.
He must have. I mean, it must have been just a brain freeze. You got to get it. You're watching them stand at the thing. You're losing the lead. You got a foul to give.
Yeah.
And the crowd is saying it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, I agree. Totally terrible. I mean, especially for a veteran coach.
The players should have taken it upon themselves to foul. Who cares what Tibbs is saying? What are y'all doing? Y'all played this game long enough. You know you got a foul to give and you got to stop the clock. You see Brunson and Josh Hart, they're dying over there in terms of trying to get in. It's like you could see the pain in their faces as this lead is growing for Detroit.
Yep.
Ridiculous, man.
Ridiculous.
It was organizational, but Tibbs is the guy that should have made sure they were fouling.
So Pistons got a chance in this series to take it back to Detroit and got a chance to obviously, you know, force a game 7 and try to get it done in New York. So you had that one. Boston and Orlando, people won't believe this, but Orlando was winning at the half of that game. And with about 9:30 left. It was 54-52 or 50. That was 53-51. Paolo has four fouls. Paolo is defending Jalen Brunson. Brunson comes up towards the rim. His elbow hits Paolo. They call a foul on Paolo. It's an and one.
Who did he foul?
Jalen Brown.
Okay, Brown. I think you said Brunson.
My bad, Jalen Brown. Yeah. But he was it was a foul merchant like Jalen Brunson, you know, which is why I confused the two. But they call a foul on Brunson or on Brown on Paolo. They challenge it, lose the challenge. So it's five fouls. This man got five fouls with 9:37 left in the third quarter, bro. And from that point, it goes from being a tie game to the Magic in 9:37 are down 21 going into the fourth quarter. Mm. They end up losing the game by whatever it was, 30 or so, because by the time Paolo came in, you know, it was a wrap. They lost by 31. But the Magic, they showed up to the game. They showed up to the
That's
game.
That's what we're giving folks credit for now.
And then
so did the Grizzlies, game four.
And then Paolo got picked up five fouls.
Yeah.
Obviously for him, you know, it's a conversation that you would sort of have about Jaren. It's like, dude, you have to stay on the floor. Like, you cannot have five fouls with 9:37 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, even more so with Jaren, because what year is this for?
This is Paolo's third. So he's a little younger, but the point is, he gets in foul trouble just like Jaren.
My point is, we shouldn't still be having that conversation with Jaren. You're about to be going to year eight.
I mean, that's true.
Ridiculous.
That is a good point.
Been saying that for a long time.
But it killed him. It just absolutely killed him because, you know, the Magic just do not have another option on offense. I mean, you can tell me Franz, but he is not designed to be a top option.
Yeah, they're literally a bottom feeder in offense this season. 27th, I think.
I mean, it would be like Nikola Jokic picking up five fouls with 9:37 left in the third. Like, the Nuggets would not be able to survive that, you know. And they're better than the Magic. They have Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. Like, the Magic do not. So Magic are going to be a busy team in the offseason. They got to go do something. They got to get somebody, right? They got to get a point guard or shooter or something.
100%.
And so they're going to be in that market as well. You know, come get Desmond Bane is what I would tell him. You know, stick him next to, Franz at the two.
What are we getting?
You could get back like,
what we getting, trade machine?
Tough. I don't have a lot.
Yeah, because you ain't giving us Bankero.
Give us like, they don't really have the money, do they?
The money on the books right now to match the salary.
They actually have some young guys that I would like, you know, like Tristan Da Silva, who's a good young rookie I like.
Okay.
Anthony Black, good young guard, but the money, you wouldn't be able to get the money close enough. You'd have to probably take on some bad contracts.
I need some vets to help me right now and maybe a pick.
Yeah. You really wouldn't. It's not a great trade. It's a great trade for the Magic, but I think it's a bad one for the Grizzlies. So I don't think it really makes a lot of sense to do that there. And then the last game of the night was Nuggets and Clippers. Nuggets just jumped on them from the jump, and they ended up winning the game 131-115, another triple-double for Jokic. But it was Murray that had 43 in this one, and James Harden finished with 11. I think that's kind of been the story of this series the last couple of games, is James Harden's not showing up. He's not meeting the moment here, Jason.
Jamal Murray was putting me – you asked if I would be up. Jamal was one of his shots going in the first half as my – that was happening as my eyes were closing shut.
Yes.
Couldn't stay up anymore, and the game was over by halftime. That's when I went to bed. What they have, 67.
Yeah.
60, what was it, 67 to – 50-59. I mean,
yeah.
they, for the most part, they had controlled the game. Jokic didn't have to score last night. That was the thing about it. He had another. You asked if he had a triple-double. He did. But he's only 13 points. Murray was going off. It was a throwback game, 43 from him, and then you get the quintessential Russell Westbrook 21 off the bench. So, with those kind of performances from everybody else, you know, Jokic didn't have to shine offensively, and you win going away. That, to me, was scary. To me, a guy that picked the Clippers in this series was really scary because, again, they could be closing you out in L.A. next game. Jokic putting up 35-40, you know. I think they're dead, and I think those of us that were on the Clippers side going to turn out to be wrong. Should not have underestimated the heart of a champion in Jokic, and I think it was – really, these kind of performances, I didn't think Jamal Murray had left.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, that's the playoffs last night. We'll do Fade Brad here, a little bit later for the two games tonight. But NBA playoffs rolling on. Some good action last night for sure.
Matt Miller, ESPN football analyst, has put together a very interesting list because I don't recall one. Maybe he's done it before. That's done it this way. He ranked the 100 best picks, steals, and fits of the NFL draft. And so you've got top guys, top 10 guys that he thought were great, obviously great value, but obviously great fits in their situations. He's got steals in here, and they're all ranked together. And right there, I'm not doing this just because the top guy on the list is a Chicago Bear. I find the list very interesting and very useful, but it is. Luther Burden III, who Tigers fans should know from when Missouri played Memphis, the wide receiver that was picked 39th in the second round, is number one. Steal of the draft, essentially, is what Matt Miller is writing. I was excited when the Bears got Burden. I couldn't believe it, frankly, that he wasn't already off the board. Had a down season stat-wise last year compared to the year before. Some of it, I believe, due to injury. But this dude, they'd said if those numbers weren't down this year, he'd have been a top 10 pick based on what he had done the previous season. This guy's a steal. A big run after the catch receiver out of Missouri that Matt Miller's got his number one on his best fit. And back to the point, he doesn't just have steals. He's got Ashton Jeanty as the third best pick,
yeah,
fit or steal for the Raiders. Obviously, we know. I mean, much of that is the fit and the quality of player that you're getting right there.
Right.
And we've talked about it. I think with Chernoff that said he predicts that Jeanty will rush for at least 1,800 yards, yep, or around that, has that potential in that Raiders offense. Number two was Will Johnson, the cornerback that went to the Cardinals in the second round. Some of the other big ones. Everybody is lauding the Jihad Campbell pick for the Philadelphia Eagles at the end of round one, and he is perfect for them. Roseman just continues to shine. Howie Roseman, their front office man. And then to finish out the top 10, Jalon Walker, the edge, the Falcons got at 15, is number five. Travis Hunter, who ended up going number two after Jacksonville traded up to get him, is number six. The Bears have two in the top seven. He liked the Colston Loveland pick over Tyler Warren, who most had mocked as the top tight end. Matt Miller had Colston Loveland mocked as his top tight end, so of course he's going to love that fit. Jeffrey Wright's Giants got eight with Abdul Carter. Malachi Starks, the safety going to the Baltimore Ravens, was nine. And then Shadur. He's got Shadur Sanders, who was not picked until the fifth round, the 144th pick overall, as the 10th best pick, steal slash whatever, of this draft for the Browns. I'm assuming Dillon Gabriel is going to get cut.
Right.
I'm assuming.
Right.
But is there not a world where Dillon Gabriel outplays him in camp and in the preseason games that they get?
It's who the hell knows? I mean,
maybe you keep both of them and cut Flacco.
Yeah.
But you spent to get Pickett, right? Didn't you trade for him?
Yeah.
Assets.
Yeah.
And then you got Deshaun on the roster still that you've got to carry because of the money. And so Shadur Sanders might be the 10th pick here on your list, but I could see a world where Shadur Sanders not even a Cleveland Brown by the time you come out, because Dillon Gabriel's been so good in camp and in preseason games.
Yeah,
with that many folks on the roster. Now again, maybe you decide you keep both young guys.
Yeah,
and you want to continue to fight, and your replacement for Deshaun down the road is going to be one of the two. But if that's the case, you're going to have to get rid of Flacco or somebody. You can't carry five quarterbacks on there. But Shadur Sanders, who had to wait late. To go here, the number 10 pick on this list.
Yeah, the whole conversation about Shadur has been insane. Joy Taylor was on, she's back on FS1. I know a lot of people were wondering, she on, she not, she's on.
Didn't know that.
And she was basically ranting about Shadur falling and how could a guy like that drop to the fifth round? She basically said, with all due respect, I don't care about quarterback evaluators. They don't know how to evaluate the quarterback position. No one knows how to evaluate quarterbacks.
That sounds like she got it right from Mel Kiper. That was his rant.
And to that, I would say, that is absolutely ridiculous. That is a ridiculous thing to say. Look around the NFL. Look around the NFL. How many quarterbacks that were not picked in the first round are starting? Because if
Jalen Hurts.
If NFL evaluators didn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks, then it should be like a ton of guys that weren't picked in the first round, right? It should be like 25 quarterbacks that were picked out of the first round. Since we don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks in the NFL, there's three that I can think of. Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. Those are the three guys. I believe every other situation right now, mostly every other situation right now, is going to be a first round guy. I mean, it's probably
I'm thinking about anybody off the top of my head, but there got to be a few others, right?
Or I mean, Bills.
I'm just thinking. I'm
Bills
thinking
first round, Dolphins first round.
Oh yeah,
Patriots first round. Yeah, it's Ravens first round.
Not a good way to go about it. There,
Cincy first round.
Necessary.
You know, yep. Houston first round. Colts first round, Jags first round, Titans first round, Chiefs first round, Chargers first round.
You're going to do it.
Broncos first round. Raiders first round. These are all first round picks, man. That's what I'm saying. It's just a stupid point. Of course NFL evaluators know how to evaluate quarterbacks. It's just an extremely difficult position to project. It's just not, you just never know how a guy's going to react. You never know how a guy's going to handle being a, professional. How he's going to, adapt to this, that, the other. I mean,
is Russell going to start?
I have no idea.
If he does, he was a third round pick.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you can go through the list.
No, your point is solid.
Most of these guys
to go through
are top 10 picks.
Right. But we know, too, they miss a ton as well. Like Will Levis was a miss.
For sure.
I mean, there's a ton of misses as well. For Mel to say the NFL doesn't do it right, but I do is ridiculous. Because he's had misses too.
If that was true, he would be in front office.
Blaine Gabbert was one of those misses.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has been one of those misses.
Yes.
And so that's there has to be some sort of honesty on both sides here. That is a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing is Mel's gotten too many wrong. He's gotten a lot right.
Yeah.
Got too many wrong to make the claim that the NFL and evaluators don't know what they're doing. That's what and it sounds to me like Joy Taylor listened to that rant and is using it as her basis.
Yeah, I mean, if the truth is nobody would be like ranting about this if his last name was not Sanders.
They said, I was listening to this, somebody was making the point, if you want to see how many Mel's been wrong on, just go to YouTube and put Mel Kiper wrong. They got video after video on the QBs that he's missed.
He had Luke Falk ahead of Mahomes.
I mean, it's multiple times. So again, it's ridiculous that he would charge the NFL with not knowing how to do it. And I do, and that's this is the case for Shador. Stop, bro.
Exactly.
You can't do it with that kind of certainty.
Exactly.
You haven't been perfect.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to fade Brad a little bit later in the show. Then Norton Hurd IV's going to join us. Stick around, Jason and John, ITChina FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
ESPN.
Believe Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Busier than ever before. The reality of the situation is you want to make the most money for your home. I mean, like, some of you maybe bought at a time where you were able to build some gigantic equity. Some of us have been that lucky. But you want to maximize it, don't you? You don't want to, like, leave 15% on the table. You want to get it all, man. Live Love going to help you do that. They're going to help you figure out, all right, what's worth prioritizing, what's worth fixing, what's worth passing. Reach out. Jennifer and her team are going to help you through it all. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
I thank God every day that he sent Jennifer Carstensen my way back when I was in my home in Raleigh. You know how bad a situation that was, but John used a key word. I had no equity after 13 years in the home. I had refinanced, got a bad deal. A whole story could go on and on, but the point is I had nothing. Got equity now. It's because Jennifer got me out of that bad situation and put me in one that was good for me. And that's what she's going to do for you, put you in an ownership situation that works well for you. Whether it's getting you the most money possible for your home or finding you that dream home at the right price, very key in this game. Jennifer did it for me. She'll do it for you. She's done it in every market. Dial 1-625-5200. Call her and see. Test her. Try her. I'll bet you she takes care of business for you as well. 901-625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, before we do fade Brad, he's looking good over there. He's in his Sunday best. He knows.
Crisp.
He knows. I wouldn't have an opportunity to do this. We wouldn't have an opportunity to do this if we don't do it now. A woman who was very important to both of our careers, especially as student journalists over at the University of Memphis, was honored last night at, you know, at the Journalism Banquet, right? They do the award. You know, once upon a time, I know you try to erase this because, you know, maybe you don't like it. Maybe you didn't, you know, appreciate the fact that I got this award, but I was the emerging journalist in 2011 there.
It was a bad pick.
I mean, not emerging sports journalist, okay? Emerging right. Journalist, I think the whole thing.
They thought you could transcend.
Yeah, they thought, like, I could do. And let me tell you something.
I got
some political, you know, in me. All right, let me cook. Let me cook.
We hear little spurts coming out of you every day. Tariff!
That's right. That's right. But they have that banquet every year, and last night, Candy Justice was honored at that banquet. Now, if you're somebody that's listening to the show, you probably don't know who that is. But allow us to tell you about who that is. Candy Justice has served, is how I would sort of say it, for 35 years at the University of Memphis as a journalism professor. But more importantly, I think for us specifically, as alums of the Daily Helmsman, student paper on campus, faculty advisor to that newspaper, 35 years. And she has done that through unbelievable political headwinds over there. I mean, funding cuts, threats of funding cuts. People have broken into the building, stolen computer equipment, you know, to say nothing of all of the countless meetings and discussions and conversations about how the Helmsman covers certain things. I mean, the Helmsman over the years has had some very proud people that have come through that newspaper as a student newspaper. You, me, GP. There have been a ton of people that have worked there, and I know I'm leaving out, you know, several names, but Candy's been
the centerpiece of it all as the faculty advisor. Her office is right there in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And she was not a helicopter advisor. She wasn't there to tell the students how to do the job. You know, she let the students do the job. She trusted the students to do the job. But she was there, you know, as a vessel if you ever, you know, had a question, if you ever needed to know how to handle a situation, you know, and they would certainly arise. And she's been a champ. She's been a champ of that newspaper. She's been a champ of Free Press. She's been a champion of students who, honest to God, there aren't enough of. You know, students over there and anywhere, right? They don't have enough people who champion them and push them and allow them to be the best version of themselves and don't judge them and try to uplift. And, you know, I was only there for a year, actually, at the Helmsman. I left after two semesters, one semester as sports editor. I was fortunate enough to get the better-paying scout.com situation. I had to go. It was a life-changing thing.
You were like
thing
Haley's comment, bro. You were just so talented. We could only hold on to you for so long before you became the pro.
Now, you were there, I think, for about 7 years.
Not that long, no.
You know, you graduated after four, but you were there
but
for seven.
But I did reach heights that you never did, which included editor-in-chief.
That is, see, again.
See, and that was, again, a sign of my range.
You didn't need to go there.
Well, you didn't expect me to. Listen, I can't top.
I didn't want that job.
I can't top the responsibility that comes with it. I get it. Some of us can handle it and some can't. I can't top, or would I want to, because I think you've nailed it, about the type of woman, teacher, mentor, boss. She was our boss at what felt like a daily newspaper for folks that are trying to see if they can hack it.
Facts.
And here's the thing about her. And this was certainly my experience, and I bet it was the experience of whether it was you or a bunch of others. She didn't just stay in that office as the boss either. And of course, if you're a mentor teacher, you can't do that. You can't just be the boss and this is how it goes. She'd come sit next to you right in front of that computer and help you write that story. And she'd ask you, you know, kind of, why are you going this way? Well, what's going on? That's the kind of teacher that she was.
Yep.
She would stop and pour into you. And she would do that all around the newsroom, dude. She would also protect us. You know, the thing about independent journalism and what she was so proud of, it was separate from the University of Memphis in that if you had a story about something the University of Memphis was doing wrong.
Yep.
Right? At some schools, they don't have that independent student newspaper. You're going to get the university spin. At Memphis, with the Helmsman, you had a chance to cover that and tell the truth. And in some cases, right, shed a light on something that whether it was the athletic department, if you were a sports guy, or the administration, if you were in news, was doing.
Yep.
You could shed light on that, a topic that might normally be spun, or PR'd or shoo-shooed by the school. And that was something that was precious, right? Because that's true journalism.
Yep.
Not being controlled by the organization, in this case, that you're, you know, on the campus of. It's not like that everywhere in terms of on every school campus. And so she was protective of that. And as a result, she was so protective of the students that did those types of stories that would challenge the university or whatever else. And again, when the university would say, what are you guys do? She would. And of course, I mean, only, you know, in those cases that those reports were factual. Man, she was your staunchest defender.
100%.
She would not let the university make you feel, oh, he got this wrong. And so it was protector, it was mother, it was teacher, it was mentor, it was everything. And she did that for decades. And so you think about the impact that is for John, for me, for everybody that ran through there. I mean, you're talking, man, you've affected folks a lot. I mean, that's what you got to get it in, what you hope if you're getting into it too, you can do.
Absolutely.
And she did it over and over and over again, and a lot of times without much thanks.
Yep.
And like you said, I can't. We need more candy justices.
Yes, we do.
And unfortunately, it feels like yes, we're losing them. So it's a yeah. She deserves all the flowers, man.
I don't know wonderful. What the plan is. You know, in terms of like, will they replace her? Will there be another? You know, I assume there has to be a faculty advisor. I mean, that's just for the. You know, for the betterment of the entire enterprise over there. It's different. I don't think they print daily anymore over there, Daily Helmsman. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a much different form.
We used to drive that thing down to Mississippi every night and print it out and
have it
ready to go in the morning.
It's so fascinating to me that, you know, you were at Memphis way before I was at Memphis.
Yeah.
But we both sort of shared the same experience as a helmsman because of Candy Justice.
It was happening over and over again.
Of the longevity that she had
pretty
there.
Pretty sure Phil worked there. Maybe I'm going back too far, but I want to tell you, Phil was in the annals back there too.
I'm
old
sure
Stoops.
He, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure so, he I mean, was.
You got us and the new, and yep. Then you got GP, and you go way back to Phil.
I wouldn't say you were the new. I mean, you were the old. I was the new.
Man, I came out in 02. When did you come out?
13.
Man, that's not
it's 11
make
years.
Me, that doesn't make me old. Again, in age, we're separated by a lot, but not in school years in terms of when we came
that's
out.
That's because you were late getting there. You were,
yes, I was.
You know,
yes, I was, and you're going
to
hold that against
me.
No,
I'm sure you're trying to manipulate the facts, man.
Point is, I got through just like you did.
That's that. I didn't graduate on time either, dude. So,
but I wouldn't have if not for Candy Justice. Yeah. And remember, I went back to school thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be – I blew it on the whole majoring in business, like Mom told me at TSU, where you lost the scholarship. Let's get back into business. We'll get in media. We'll see if we can follow in Dad's TV footsteps.
Yep.
But it was Jerome Wright, Candy Justice, Dr. Eleanor Grusin, and others over there who convinced me at the time that, nah, man, you need to go into newspapers. And
yeah.
So I appreciate that because, again, if I don't have a 13-year newspaper career that they talked me into and said, you'll be good for this,
yep,
then I'm not sitting here right across from you on this radio station. So I thank God for Candy Justice and everybody over at the University of Memphis that helped me and many others, including
yeah.
yourself.
I remember when I was the summer before I was trying to get a job there, I was like wearing Candy out. I was like on email, like, what do I got to do? Who I got to talk to? Like, please, I want to be a sports reporter so bad. Like, you know, please let me. And you know, she loved how excited I was about it, you know, because she had such a passion for the place, you know, for all those years.
Now, I wouldn't let you in because one of her old rules was that before you could be a sports reporter, you had to cover news.
Yeah.
Because you had to, you couldn't just come in as a fan. She got a lot of that.
That's right.
Fan of sports, come in and doesn't know how to write a who, what, when, where,
yes,
why,
exactly,
basic news story. And so many sports stories end up news. And so she would make you cover news for a semester before you could go cover all the fun stuff in sports and get your press pass and go cover. Oh my gosh, who was it? I mean, it's Paris London and
yeah.
Memphis. So I mean, it was Tick Price back when I was there. And,
yep.
You know, that football team. Was that Tommy? I guess it was Tommy.
Yeah, it would have been 02. That would have been Tommy.
Yeah, would have been Tommy. And yeah. So you know, you didn't get that press pass and get to walk off into the fun world of covering sports without having a foundation
right.
that was based in journalism and news. You had to do that first. I guess she cut a corner for you.
I got to skip a step. That's just been the story of my life.
Oh, what a talent this guy was.
That's right.
No, what? And then they gave you emerging journal. They cut all kind of corners letting you rise up in that place.
I did one semester as a sports reporter, and then I was a sports editor the next semester, bro. Like, literally, it went boom, boom. Just like that. Just like that. You know, and because I'm
dude,
him.
It took
I'm him.
Me years to do some of that stuff.
I mean, maybe you just didn't have the focus. You didn't have the high entropy. Like, you weren't building the way you were supposed to build back then, bro. I don't know where your mind was. Maybe you were, you know, smoking marijuana.
Oh, I was a talent.
But you were doing something.
Go back there, and I got awards. I just didn't get any emergency. I got the Saul Brown, fool.
Now, I think they did discontinue that one.
Then I'm one of the last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, a major salute and congratulations
yes.
to Candy Justice, who
thank you, Candy,
is an institution in and of itself, in and of herself, at the University of Memphis, in that building in Meeman, and she will be missed beyond comprehension. And I'm hoping that there's someone who was there who shares that same passion for the future of the industry and Memphis journalism. Because we need it. Like, we live in a time where it is more important than ever to be transparent, to have transparency, to be able to speak truth to power. Man, this is the most important time. Media and press is crucial and vital to the you know, I think, you know, life and vitality of this country. So anyway, salute to Candy Justice for walking that walk every single day for University of Memphis students. All right, we'll come back. We're going to fade Brad. Yo, love is fade. Two games tonight. It's an abbreviated set tonight. We're going to see where Brad's head is on this after an 0-4 night last night. Brad was 0-4.
We haywired him with those
eight
games.
Is the worm turning?
Oh, it's turning.
What was his record in the last 12? 3-9?
3-9, bro.
3-9.
Those fading Brad are 9-3. All Jump right. on while this thing heats up.
We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.